Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
No.
Madam Secretary?
No.
Superintendent Member?
Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, I move the agenda be approved as revised.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Mills that we approve this evening's agenda and it has been revised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved. Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are 15 hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any witness. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Once the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the result. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager with you, we would appreciate it if you would turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Case number 9470, Ty Husky, South of Road 535, east of Riverside Drive, being Lot 8 within Islands Development, a variance from side yard setback requirement.
Ty Husky, currently 402 Highland Drive, Seaford, but looking at 8960 Riverside Drive in Seaford.
You swear a testimony you're about to give, true and correct, best your knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I have some little sketches, if you mind. I'd like to pass them out. It'd be a little bit easier to... What I'm doing is purchasing a small rancher on the river in Seaford. It's about 1,400 square feet. It's a two-bedroom, bath and a half, one-car garage. What I would like to do is get a variance so that I can add on a master suite and a two-car garage. When you see the sketches on the side of the house where the current bedrooms are, unfortunately, it can't go out that way because that's where the proposed drain field is going to go for the septic system. And I only want to add one bedroom, but if I go out on that side of the house, I'd have to add two more because I'd have to walk through one bedroom to get to the master suite, so that bedroom would be useless. It would just be a thoroughfare. So I want to do it on the other side of the house, and so that's the side that would be bumping out a little bit more, and would like to go over at least leave 5 feet from the current line to do a two-car garage and a master suite. If I'm not able to get the variance, then the bedroom comes off of the kitchen area, and I lose the view of the river, and I also cover up a crawl space entrance, which has a block foundation about three courses, so that would have to be torn out, and then I'd have to go somewhere else on the property and tear out the brick foundation plus the block to create a new crawl space. I don't want to tear down the house and build a new structure, which seems to be the going thing on riverfront property or waterfront property. I kind of want to keep the house in character with the neighborhood. I want to keep the same pitch of the roof, which is a 412, so it won't be that obstructive. If I, again, if I lose the variance, the garage would come off of the front window, so there would be no visibility out the kitchen, you know, the front of the house or the back of the house, and it would come close to covering the front door. That's pretty much what I got. I think that it adds to the neighborhood. I don't think it takes away from it. Like I said, I don't want to tear the structure down and start from scratch.
Have you talked to your neighbors?
Yes, I've talked to all the neighbors. Mrs. Palmer's here. She's on the side of the current bedrooms. She doesn't have a problem. I talked with the gentleman on the opposite side. I don't think he's coming tonight. I've explained to everybody in that vicinity, you know, what my plans were. The red stuff is the proposed new structure on there. And you can see on that second page that without the variance, it covers up, you know, the kitchen window in the back, which faces the river, and then it also covers up the front kitchen window.
This one here. This is your kitchen window here that you're talking
about.
Without the variance. This is the kitchen window that you're speaking of here.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that would be without the variance.
Right.
Kitchen window facing river, and then there's a window here.
Facing
the front door, plus that's a little porch area.
Okay, thank you. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
No.
Mr. Wharton? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions from members of the board, are there any persons here this evening that are in favor of this application?
I have one letter.
You have one letter in favor and have one in the back. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'm familiar with this lot and I know that it slopes down to the river, so that is a limiting factor as well. I think that, along with the fact that it has a 90-foot road frontage, creates a certain uniqueness to the lot. I think the variance would enable reasonable use of the property, and I don't see where it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood and be a minimum variance to afford relief. Otherwise small home. I make a motion that we approve case number 9470.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills. We have a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9470. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion is carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Case number 9470.